Good evening. You're on the air.
Oh, Mr. Cooper, I just wanted to call in and let you know.
I need you to talk a lot louder.
A lot louder? Okay. Yeah. I have some friends of mine who just came back from Greece.
Yeah?
And they wanted to tell, they were telling us that the anti-American sentiment is just phenomenal. That it, the Americans are just being really looked down upon. And in this town, I think they were in Athens, they're burning pictures of Clinton. You know, first they're decking him out looking like Hitler, and now they're burning him. And because of the whole Kosovo thing, because they're fairly aligned with Kosovo, I mean with the Yugoslavians.
Uh-huh.
And I think that that's a pretty prevalent feeling in a good deal of that Eastern European area, that we are no longer this great power. But we're actually the big bullies nowadays.
You ever heard the term, the ugly American?
Yes. Wasn't there a movie, too, with Marlon Brando?
Yes, but what I'm going to say now, a lot of Americans won't like, but it's the truth. Most of the people in the rest of the world don't think very good things, very good thoughts about America and Americans, and haven't for a long, long time. And I take that directly from my experience traveling all over the world in the Navy. And as a child, I was reared on Air Force bases and in foreign countries all over the world. And I've been all over the world in the military service. So what I'm telling you is that before this even happened, a lot of people in the rest of the world did not like Americans, or at least the American government, let me put it that way.
Yeah.
And so it's easy for those kinds of feelings to be inflamed by stupid, blatant, and unlawful, illegal actions, such as the invasion of the sovereign nation of Yugoslavia with no provocation whatsoever. You know, just what jumped out at me today with the press conference between, I forgot to do something. Hold on just a minute.
Sure.
You're listening to WBCQ, Monticello, Maine, USA. This is the Hour of the Time. I'm William Cooper. What jumped out at me was the premier of China kept saying that America had no business interfering in their internal matters. And Clinton, of course, never argued that point. And I think Clinton was very embarrassed, because it was apparent to everyone that in saying this over and over and over again throughout that press conference, it was making Clinton look real bad for what he was doing in Yugoslavia.
You know, with him being in bed playing the whore...
You need to talk real loud.
Oh, with him playing the whore for China, it's amazing that he didn't invite them over because of the fact they've already condemned us for what we're doing in Yugoslavia. And I think that's amazing. And on top of that, the hypocrisy, I don't know if you caught his latest quote, but he said, in order for America to be good abroad, we must be good at home. Thinking to myself, this guy, what does he know of the word good? What has that got to do with anything? I mean, this guy is the most amoral person.
Yeah.
He's a hypocrite.
That's true. That's like Al Gore over the weekend making his speech about making the world safe from men dressed in black wearing ski masks who break down doors and hurt people in the middle of the night. I couldn't believe that he said that. I mean, it goes on in this country every night,
yeah,
all over the place. Men dressed in black, wearing ski masks, killing people.
What was that in relation to? What was he?
He was trying to say that this is what the Serbs are doing in Kosovo.
Exactly. And here we are. We've got, must have about five different paramilitary groups underneath the Treasury Department that do this, like you say, all the time.
Yeah, that are not even lawful agencies of the government. Did you know that every agency has to be listed in the organizational table of the Department of Government in the law?
No.
Go into the United States Code, look up the Department of the Treasury, and see if you can find the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms or the Internal Revenue Service listed anywhere. They're not there. And they're not there because they are not lawful agencies of the Department of the Treasury or the United States government. How about that?
I didn't know that. That I didn't know.
It's the truth. Also, go into the United States Code where every trust fund administered by the United States government must be listed and is listed and find one for Social Security. There isn't any. It's all in the law. Just most Americans never look in the law.
No.
They think it's too complicated. It's easy. Okay, thanks for calling.
Hey, thank you, and I'm going to keep listening.
You're welcome.
Thanks.
520-333-4578 is in. Yeah, these little Marxist professors up at the University of Oregon are going a little bit too far when they start slandering me over the air. Because they're not in Puerto Rico, and they're not in Costa Rica, and they're not in South America or South Africa. They're in Oregon. And they don't think that anybody knows who really runs Radio for Peace International, but I know who runs it. I know their names. I bet they won't sleep too good tonight. Good evening. You're on the air.
Yes, Bill. Good evening. This is Annette from Bourneboro.
Hi, Annette.
I have a comment on the Jewish religion. I think it requires some clarification. The Jewish religion is the Babylonian Talmud, which has nothing to do with the Hebrew Torah, which we understand is in the Christian Bible. And so you cannot associate...
Excuse me, Annette, but you're wrong. The Hebrew Torah is in the Christian Bible.
That's right. Yes,
okay.
That's exactly what I'm saying. But that's not the Jewish religion.
Yes, it is.
The Hebrew Torah was the religion of the Israelites. The Jews have the Babylonian Talmud as their religion, and that is what is at the basis of their mindset. If you have studied the Babylonian Talmud, it is...
My dear Annette, most Jews that I have known all my life have never studied or read the Babylonian Talmud. They study and read and practice what is taught in the Torah.
Bill, let me explain something. The mindset, it comes through the synagogue, is that the Babylonian Talmud is what their policy comes from. They may read a portion of Isaiah or a portion of another prophet, but the Babylonian Talmud speaks of these prophets, but they have an oral law in the Babylonian Talmud that is the opposite of the true Hebrew Torah, and that's where the real conflict is. Because
Annette, there are some people who practice the belief of the Babylonian Talmud. Most Jews don't have anything to do with it.
Well, by culture, yes. That's why you have all these professors in these universities, and all the Khazars, or the Ashkenazi that came from Europe. This is their mindset, the Babylonian Talmud, and there's a lot of writings.
Annette, I'm very sorry that something happened during your life that made you hate an entire group of people, most of whom have absolutely no idea what you're even talking about.
Well,
I'm sorry that happened to you, and I don't know how it happened or why you think that way, but it just is not true.
Well, wait a minute.
That's like saying every Indian is going to scalp you.
Oh.
Or every Indian is a drunk Indian, and it's their culture. It's not true.
What are you saying?
Because that's exactly what you are saying. You're not speaking truth.
I'm speaking.
You are not. You are not.
They say they believe it. Now there.
Annette, who is they? Who is they?
The Jewish establishment.
What is the Jewish establishment? You started off saying all Jews.
Now
you're changing that, right?
The Jewish religion. Now there is a.
Annette, that's not true. The Jewish religion does not. And most Jews have no part of anything called the Babylonian Talmud.
Well,
Most Jews are just like you and me. They're not a part of anything except trying to make a decent living, raise their children, and somehow survive all this crap. They don't know anything about a new world order. They're not trying to destroy Christianity or anybody else.
No,
Annette, it may be the policy of some people who abide by it.
But if it sets the policy for a whole nation, then it's something to be...
They're not a nation, Annette. American Jews are Americans.
Well, no, when it sets the policy for the United States, I'm talking about.
They don't set the policy for the United States. Congress does. Congress passes the laws.
Congress passes the law, but who dictates... To
Congress. They have... Oh, Annette, come on. How many Jews are in Congress? Come on, tick them off for me. How many exactly?
There are a lot more.
How many are there? How many representatives are Jews? How many representatives are in the House of Representatives to begin with?
Well, in the first place, you're going off on a tangent. No, I'm not.
You said that they're dictating to the United States. Now, how can they dictate to the United States when they don't even have enough votes to pass a law in Congress?
I want to get to the religion. There is a school...
Good night, Annette. I have to do again what I did to you last night because it doesn't sink into your head. This broadcast is not about the Jews. And you made so many statements that are just absolutely fake, false bullshit... But you can't go on with that. That's not tonight's topic. Whenever we've had those kinds of things as a topic, you didn't call in and do this. But you wouldn't last if you did. You started off saying, the entire Jews, all the Jews, it's not true. Then you said, it's the Jewish religion. That's not true either. The most sacred text in the Jewish religion is the Torah. And that's what you'll find on their altar. That's the first document they get and hide and bury and try to preserve when they're persecuted. They don't try to grab the Babylonian Talmud and hide it and keep it and keep it safe. It's the Torah. You've been taught so many wrong things. There are Jews who are bad. There are Christians who are bad. There are Catholics who are bad. There are Mormons who are bad. There are Native Americans who are bad. But there is not one people on this whole earth who are all bad or even most bad. It's a lie. It's an absolute lie. It's like the blacks blaming everything in their life on whitey. It's a lie. Good evening, you're on the air.
Hi, Bill.
Yes?
How are you doing today?
Another nut. 520-333-4578. I'm getting to where I can smell them, you know what? 520-333-4578 is the number. Oh, brother. I get so sick of this crap. There is no master race. I don't care what color you are. I don't care what your religion is. There is no master religion. Got that? God made all people. If you're a Christian, listen to this. Jesus said it. Whomsoever believeth in me shall have everlasting life. Good evening. You're on the air.
Hi. One other thing I have to ask you. I read it somewhere. I don't know where I read it, but here's what it says. Maybe somebody will call in and tell you where it's written, or maybe you know. It says, should your government become so corrupt that you have to overthrow your government to save your country, it has something to do with us having the right to bear arms. Where did you ever hear it? Did you ever read it?
I've never heard that before.
Oh, really? Bless your heart. I did read it. I read it to my husband.
Well, if you ever find it, send us a copy and...
I'd love to.
We'll talk about it.
Anyone hears it, maybe they'll call in and say where they read it.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
And my husband wants to talk to you.
Okay.
Hi there.
Hello.
My name is Ken. I wonder if you can do me a favor. My wife and I are both patriots, and I'm a ham operator.
Uh-huh.
And I'm attempting to establish a network of ham operators. operators throughout the United States. I'm going to call it the Paul Revere Patriots, that will keep us informed of what is actually going on, because you don't hear anything that's true on NBC, CBS, and the rest of them.
Well, that's true, and that's a very good idea. Why don't you give a frequency and a date and a time? We can all get together on that frequency and figure out how you're going to do it.
Well, I've got California, Louisiana, and Minnesota.
Well, if you want to make this work, you need to give a date and a time and a frequency, so the people that are listening, that are interested, can call you and you'll be listening and you can hook up.
Right. Well, we meet Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays at 1 p.m. Eastern Time on 21.240. But that is not a very good frequency this time of the year. I would like to have any ham that is interested get me on my the net here, and it's Ken Bev at localmet.com.
Okay, and that's Monday, Tuesday, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday?
Yeah, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday.
Okay.
1 p.m. Eastern Time. Now, it's difficult. I can get a hold of the guy in Louisiana, but some spots and so on and so forth make it difficult to hit California and some of the other states. So I think we should change the frequency and come down on 20 meters or possibly even 7.
Uh-huh.
If any of them have listening, have got any things that they would like to promote on this as a different frequency, I would appreciate them letting me know, because some of this is going to have to be done on the telephone. I just can't reach them with our present frequencies that we're using.
Okay.
Okay?
Thank you.
Thanks a million.
I think it's a great idea.
Yep. Thank you. Bye-bye.
520-333-4578. One of the, I'm going to tell you, folks, every major conflict and most of the murder and killing that's ever taken place in the world is all because of somebody thought that they were a superior race or a superior religion, and it's got to stop. Good evening, you're on the air.
Yeah, hello, Bill, this is Ron.
Hi, Ron.
And just wanted to call up and say hello. I heard a couple callers. The first one, some guy said a bad word, was racist against Jewish people. I just wanted to call up and say that's not very nice, because being a racist is not nice against Jewish people or people who are black or people who are gay. I think it's wrong to hate someone because of the color of their skin or if they're a woman or anything. I just think it's not very nice. And on the shortwave, you hear these preachers, Christian, like you said, Christian identity, Pastor Petey or whatever.
Yeah.
You listen to them, they preach, but then they say, it's the Jewish people. And
yeah, but listen to what they preach. What they're preaching is the Jewish religion. They're preaching the Jewish religion. And they claim that they're the real Israel.
Then they say terrible. They call gay people faggots. They actually say that on the shortwave, and it really bothers me.
Well, bothers me too. It's nobody's business consenting adults.
Yeah.
It's nobody's business what consenting adults do in the privacy of their own home. Now, if they were to come and try to hit on my daughter and make her a lesbian or something, that's a different story. But that's what freedom is. And I'm for freedom. I may not approve of what they do personally, but I'm not doing it. And God will judge them for what they do, not me. As long as they don't hurt the person or property of any other human being, I don't care what they do. It's between them and God. Judge not, lest ye be judged. Love thy neighbor as thyself. Whomsoever believeth in me shall have everlasting life.
On the short way, I go up and down the dial, and you hear terrible words. They say the Jewish people have all the money. Well, isn't that the right idea? If the Jewish people have all the money, then what's wrong with it? That's the right idea. That's great.
Well, doesn't it tell you something?
That's wrong. The Jewish people don't.
Doesn't it? Aren't they saying that they're too stupid to go out and make that much money?
There's nothing wrong with money and having a lot of money. I think it's wrong to say the Jews.
Well, anyway, that's not the subject for tonight.
So, what's the subject, though?
but the subject is deception, and you know, how are we fooled, and what do we do about it when we find out we're being fooled? Why do we believe all these lies that float around all the time? But why do you do that? Because, you know, a lot of the brainwashing that goes on is in those sitcoms. I mean, if you listen to those things and watch them, you'll see that they're changing the way people think and behave.
I work second shift 3:16 in the 9 p.m. I don't watch that much TV, but I didn't mean to get off the topic, but you hear it on the shortwave, racism, sexism. But I just want to call. Thanks for nice talking to you. This is Ron from upstate New York, Binghamton, and I called earlier, but... I just don't like that.
Well, I don't like it either.
There's one thing I do hate, and I don't like, and they cause a lot of problems. I think they cause 100% of the problems, and I think they're all involved, and that's Masons. I think all of them, A-L-L, all of them, not 90 or 95 or 99, yeah. I think all of them.
That's not the subject tonight. Thanks for calling. I don't think they're part of, they're not 100% of the problem, but they're certainly a big part of the problem, without any doubt at all. And I think we've pretty much proven that in our Mystery Babylon series. Good evening, you're on the air.
Yeah, could you not hang up this time, please, and I'm not a nut?
Well, are you going to say something?
Yeah, I had some things written down, you know, like what you're talking about is going over my head, but I listen to Shutwave all day, and there's a new channel called Merlin, and there's a neat way of getting your radio inside your old stereo is with this little transmitter that you can get at one of the local radio stores.
But this isn't the topic tonight. If you've been listening, you know what the topic is, right? Well, you can't help it, man. Get a new head. This is not, you know, 520-333-4578 is the number. If it's going over your head, maybe you shouldn't be listening to this broadcast. I think it's pretty simple. We're talking about how people are fooled by lies. Whether it's passed to you on a piece of paper, or you get it on a fax machine, or you hear it on the radio, or you hear it on television, or see it, or whatever. And how you react to it. Why are we fooled by this stuff, and why do we continue to be fooled, and what do we do about it? Good evening. You're on the air.
Hi, Bill. This is David in Columbus, Ohio.
Hi, David.
I thought I'm going to be on your topic tonight for a change.
Good.
You've been talking about deception and misleading information over the media, such as radio, faxes, television, whatnot.
Uh-huh.
I just thought I would mention another area where the same kind of thing is going on.
And where's that?
And that's like at seminars. I have a couple of examples.
Go for it, because you're right. Go for it.
Yeah, because in the last several years, it's gotten to be very popular in many workplaces, especially large companies and government agencies, to bring in these so-called experts and to take a whole workday, quite often, to have all the employees sit around and listen to, frankly, a lot of BS. Just to mention a couple of examples, and this is only a couple because it goes on in different areas, but one thing that became very popular a year or so ago in a lot of large shops is a new style of management called TQM, or Total Quality Management.
Uh-huh.
And this is kind of a new age, kind of feel-good kind of thing where there's no one that's a leader. You know, everything is done by circles, things like that. And it's bizarre. I've had a very hard time trying to comprehend what the real essence of TQM is. Well, they brought in this expert on TQM that supposedly turned Eastman Kodak around. And, quote, Eastman Kodak would no longer exist if they hadn't adopted TQM.
I doubt that very seriously, but go ahead.
Well, so do I, because first of all, how do you know? I mean, how you know if you didn't do something, if the results would have been different. And secondly, I don't think Eastman Kodak is in that great a shape anyway. They're surviving, but anyway. But those were the kind of assertions that he was making. And one of the things he said is at one time he was a volunteer at one of these libraries for the blind, where, you know, they send out books on cassette and braille books, that
yes.
kind of thing. And that they would, in dedication to their work, they would spend hours working late, making sure that all the cassettes were rewound and that everything was in good shape before they send the books out. Well, it just so happens that I happen to be a user of that service. And I can tell you that no such thing occurs. I get books all the time where the cassettes haven't been rewound and things like that, and they're damaged and
uh-huh.
so on. First of all, these places handle thousands of books a day. Literally thousands.
Sure.
And there's no way that they're going to have people paid or volunteer or whatever to go through all that. So they rely upon the user to mark the book if there's a problem, and then they'll look at it.
Uh-huh.
My point is this. That may seem like a trivial example, but my point is this, that if some guy is coming in to try to espouse some kind of idea or approach or whatnot, and he uses as examples to substantiate what he's trying to say lies, and you know they're lies, then that to me puts into severe doubt the main point that he's trying to make. And of course, you know, it's been going on. They spend an unbelievable amount of time with this stuff at work, and it's proven to have no results that anybody can see.
What it does is it confuses people.
Definitely. And it also takes up a great deal of potentially productive time.
Yeah, you ought to see what happens, too, when these circles become split in what they want to do, and there's no way to reach a consensus. Everything stops.
Mm-hmm. But it's a whole new aging kind of thing. I mean, they, you know, no one is to be like a leader in a meeting.
Yeah.
They don't, you know, like they'll say things, we do not want to give awards for good performance to an individual. We only want to give awards to a team. Things like that.
Yeah, well, that's what they're teaching children in school.
Exactly.
We don't want to give you a grade because if you don't measure up to the standard, it might hurt your self-esteem. So everybody passes, and there are no grades given,
mm-hmm.
and there are no failures either.
Another thing that goes on now is the seminars that go on usually for a day, talking about ethnicity. They'll bring in some supposed experts on multiculturalism, and they'll spend the entire day basically talking about how one group or another, particularly Afro-Americans or Black Americans, have been downtrodden and everything has been stolen from them, that the ancient Egyptians were Black, and the Greeks stole everything from Egypt and claimed it as their own. Aristotle, you know, all of that. They took it from the library at Alexandria, even though anybody who knows history knows that the library at Alexandria was built centuries after Aristotle lived, and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
The one thing they base a lot of this on, you know, no claim like Beethoven was actually a Black man.
What they base all of this on is the stupidity of the people they're talking to believe it.
That's right. In other words, history, the training and teaching of history has gotten so poor.
Well, they're in the process of changing history intentionally.
Oh, yes, revisionism.
Yes.
And, but as I said, it's so poor and it's mistaught and everything else. And most of the people in the audience, number one, they're not in a position to evaluate what they're hearing.
Uh-huh.
Number two, many of them want to believe what they're hearing anyway, because it fits their prejudices.
Sure.
So, I mean, it's all over. I mean, it's just incredible. So I just wanted to mention that it's going on at many, many different levels.
And it's in my estimation, it's another form of racism also.
I agree.
How do you think those poor people sitting in there feel hearing about, you know, how terrible they are and how they've been picked on and maligned and stuff. Well, I mean, that doesn't help people. It doesn't give them any self-esteem.
Well, furthermore, it makes them
victims.
How do you give someone self-esteem by lying to them?
Well, you can't. You have to give them the opportunity to accomplish something that matters on their own.
Mm-hmm. Well, how would you feel, though, if you were pumped up all your childhood and early adulthood and eventually someday you found out it wasn't true? I would think that would destroy self-esteem.
Well, it sure did me, because most of my life people were teaching me lies, and when I finally found out what was really going on, I mean, I had nothing to hold on to after that until I started doing research and finding out what the truth was. Now I hang on to the truth just as hard as I can.
The only other point I want to make real quick, Bill, is just, unfortunately, I know what you're talking about, you know, having the facts and prove everything. Often that's difficult because you hear so much stuff. You can't research everything you hear.
But you have to at least try to research that which is the most important.
Right, and the other thing that you can do if you are a carefully thinking person and really evaluate what you're listening to, even though you may not take the time to prove everything, but is what you're hearing consistent with what you do know? In other words, if something doesn't fit with things that you are pretty sure about, that you do have facts on, then that should definitely be questioned.
Well, it should raise a red flag, yes.
Absolutely. And that, a lot of times, is about all you can do on some things.
Well, you know, I don't buy that. People have to start looking actively for the truth. They have to determine what it is. We can no longer trust anybody to tell us what the truth is. You can't trust me to tell you what the truth is. That's why I keep telling you, listen to everyone, read everything, believe absolutely nothing unless you can prove it yourself.
Well, I've pretty much eliminated most things I don't believe. I watch almost no television.
Good for you.
Which is why when you talk about things on television, it's news to me because I didn't see it.
Yeah.
But then I'm usually very glad I didn't because...
Well, unfortunately, I have to watch at least some of it in order to determine how they're trying to fool us now.
Right. And I appreciate your bringing that up on the air because I try to filter to some extent what I think are reasonably good sources versus what I know to be very bad sources.
Uh-huh.
But I just don't have the time.
Okay.
Okay, Bill, I'll let you go.
Well, thank you very much.
Uh-huh.
Thanks for calling. 520-333-4578 is the number. Good evening. You're on the air.
Hi. This is John from Pennsylvania.
Hi, John.
Hi. I heard a rumor on the shortwave that the Jews are running our government.
Oh, really? I heard a rumor on the shortwave that you're a stupid jerk. And every time you do something like that, you prove it. Jews are running our government. How many Jews are in our government? Did you ever count them? You know, you're really starting to make me want to do a show on you. You see, these are the same people who believe that the white race is becoming extinct because they're being forced by the Jews to intermarry. Have you ever seen any Jews point a gun at some white dude's head and make him marry somebody of another race? I've never seen it. You know what the real problem is? Is these racists are so despicable that a blonde-haired, blue-eyed woman doesn't want to have anything to do with them. Good evening, you're on the air.
Yeah, Paul from Ohio.
Hi, Paul.
Yeah, I tuned in a little late, but I guess you're talking about why people believe lies and their crap.
Yeah. Yeah, how can racists believe that? I mean, that's a good topic. I mean, that's a falsehood. That they believe, they actually believe they're being bred out of existence. And I keep telling them, you know, if you really believe that, why don't you find a blonde-haired, blue-eyed woman who can prove that she's an pure white blood for so many generations and marry her and have 27 children?
Yeah.
If they would all do that, they wouldn't have anything to worry about.
Yeah, I think that's, you know, I don't have the answers, but, you know, or, you know, the reasoning behind human nature, but I think sometimes it's easier to, you know, believe things that aren't true, or, you know, sometimes it's more exciting, you know, on the other hand.
Oh, you think there's an element of excitement in it?
You might
have something there.
Yeah, I mean, well, like, you know, the contrail thing, for instance, and, you know, you're mentioning, I guess, when you first came on tonight about, you know, the fax networks, and I remember, you know, these past few years, you know, in the Patriot movement, you know, you get all these wild faxes and emails, you know, and whatnot. There's a little bit of excitement to it, and I think it, you know, pushes
yep.
their button a little bit, you know, some emotional high they need to get, you know, fixed.
One day I looked at the pile of paper on the floor from the Patriot Fax Network, and I yanked the phone line out of the wall and gave the fax machine away.
Yeah, I remember one time, you know, a few years back, someone started a rumor, you know, about Southern Ohio, you know, having a FEMA roadblock set up, you know, that was, you know, the hot topic of the day then, and
mm-hmm.
you know, and I eventually met the guy, I think, who started it, and, you know, he did it as a joke, you know, and, it, you know, it was, you know, kind of a sick joke, I thought, but, you know, he got everyone, you know.
Yeah, I think some of these things are started as jokes. I think some of them are started as intentional disinformation, and I think some of them are started to, and are continually starting new ones in order to discredit all of these people who deal in these things. They become discredited after a while. Totally discredited. Nobody wants to listen to a thing they have to say.
You know, the deal with Kosovo going on, you know, I've you know, had some relatives recently this past weekend, and, you know, they started showing that in the news, you know, film clips of what's going on over there. And, you know, it's, someone earlier mentioned about the trance going on. You know, they immediately set into a trance, you know, and you couldn't talk to them about it. And, you know, someone mentioned, you know, about, oh, the beautiful blonde-haired child, you know, refugee child they saw, you know, and I think, you know, it's an emotional thing, you know, they're feeding into the emotions, and it's, you know, just easier not to dig the truth out.
Isn't it strange, though, that they don't give a damn about the beautiful little black child with the black hair in Rwanda?
Yeah.
They're children.
Child
is a child, and they're innocent, and they're precious, and they're wonderful, but nobody gives a damn.
Right.
We have never helped anybody in Africa, ever,
mm-hmm.
because they're black.
Yeah. Okay, well, but that's all I got to say. I think it, you know, boils down to sometimes just being easier and sometimes exciting, you know, about believing all the crap.
Yeah, well, I think you may have something there. I think a lot of people get into this repetitive adrenaline rush. Oh, they're coming to get us. Stop here. The adrenaline starts pumping, and they get this big adrenaline high, and they're running around, and, oh, the contrails, the plane flew over, there's contrails out there, don't go outside, and they feed off of that. It makes their dismal, terrible life, or at least they have a feeling that it is.
Yeah, one other thing you just reminded me of, you know, that, you know, for, I guess, the past few years, everyone's been waiting for the, you know, the light blue helmets to come, you know, rush into our shorelines, you know.
And they're already here.
I know, but, you know, it's like, you know, like I said, you know, they're already here.
It's called the United States Army.
Yeah, plus they're wearing, you know, the black ski mask, like you've been mentioning the last couple of days, you know.
Yeah.
They're, you know, the enemy's been here, and he is here, so.
Yeah, he is here. I remember the Pogo cartoon.
Yeah.
And then he went off in the P-Row with Churchy and all the other little animals, and they went off to find the enemy. And for a couple of weeks there, you know, we were watching in the comic strip what all the little women creatures were doing back in the camp. And then one day I heard this shout out in the swamp, and here comes Pogo and Churchy and all the guys in the P-Row, and they beach it, and Pogo jumps out and says, we have found the enemy, and they are us.
Yeah.
And he is absolutely correct.
All right, I'll let you go.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Oh, boy. Amazing. What fools there are out there. That's one way they divide and conquer us, by teaching fools that they're supposed to be different or better, or they're being oppressed by somebody who looks different or goes to a different church or has a different color of skin. Good evening. You're on the air.
Good morning, Bill. Good evening, Bill.
I need you to talk a lot louder and barely hear you. Hi, Nick. Talk a lot louder. Come on, yell into that phone.
Okay. About deception, one
reason why we've been propagandized or brainwashed from cradle to grave. And like you said the other night about John McCain, Manchurian candidate, we all seem to be partly Manchurian candidates here.
Well, you're right about that.
But the thing that I'd like to say is that, you know, there are people, even because of our American way, the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, we still have that piece of belief inside of us that flows in our blood. And I think, in the long run, that will see us through. And, you know, like you say about prejudice and racism, I don't call it so much racism when it comes down to the regular man. It's like unknowledgeable racism. It's just propaganda that's in us. And we practice it, and we have to realize what it is so that we can overcome it.
Yeah, but I got to differ with you on one thing. It's not in us. It's taught to us.
That's what I mean. No,
if you take a bunch of children and you put them together and nobody ever tells them that there's something wrong with the color of their skin or the religion that they believe in, they'll play together and grow up together and they won't have any problems whatsoever.
Totally agree with you. It's like watching chauvinism. Chauvinism was part of us. We have to realize that it's unknowledgeable. We don't see it and feel it. It was just bred into us, you know, with the propaganda.
Well, not bred into us, taught to us. It was taught to us.
Right. And the same thing with the racism. You know, it's unknowledgeable racism that breeds the prejudice.
Yeah.
But at the same time, I think, you know, all our freedoms within us will overcome these things. I mean, when you look back at the war, the 369th Regiment out of Harlem, you know, that most decorated unit in the European campaign, what were they fighting for? You know, freedom. I think, in the long run, the American people will have their say because freedom is within us.
Yeah, well, that's what my whole life is about. That's what everything I do is about. It's about freedom. And until people understand that and learn that they can't be free unless they allow everyone else to be free, and that's really what the problem is. That is the root source of all the problems in the world, is that somebody wants to force somebody else to do something that they don't want to do.
Well, I tell, you know, people, I talk to hundreds and hundreds of people, and I try to tell them that, you know, in this country, freedom means you don't have to love somebody or like somebody or live next to somebody or eat somebody's food or anything like that. The only thing you have to do is treat them with civility and respect.
And leave them alone.
Right. And if you don't do that, especially in these times, that borders on treason.
Yeah. You're absolutely correct.
I mean that to it. But not one of our leaders ever says anything like that. They always just divide us, subdivide us. You know, that's all it's about. It's division.
Well, that's how we're controlled. United we stand, divided we fall. That's what it's all about.
Okay. And one last thing I'd like to say to you. Besides the fact that, you know, I appreciate what you're doing. But the one last thing is, try to understand the little people. We're so, you know, so many of them. You know, I see them on the ground level all the time, and they're so brainwashed. Don't let them get your dander up too much, because we need you that much more.
Well, I appreciate that.
Okay, have a good night. God bless.
Thank you. Bye. Thank you for calling. 520-333-4578. It's been a good evening, I think. Good evening. You're on the air.
Good evening, Bill. This is Ray in New York.
Hi, Ray.
Just wanted to mention that I think primarily the reason the deception is around so long, I think it's one of the key mysteries that we've talked about over the years. I think since the ancient times, this is one of the key ways to enslave the people is to confuse their minds. And their minds are already enslaved. I think it has to come full circle before they can come out of it.
Well, I think you're absolutely correct. That's one of the methods that the priests and the kings and the leaders have used to keep people subservient, is to hide the truth from them and keep them confused and divided and all of those things that you mentioned.
I don't see any way around it. I think it has to go full circle. I think now that, particularly with Americans, we're already enslaved, or at least many of us are.
Yes, you're right, and it's unfortunate that they don't even know it.
We're already enslaved in our mind, they just don't realize, they're just not physically, the shackles haven't been placed on them yet.
Mm-hmm.
But I did want to mention something else very quickly. Last night I was watching the local news here in New York City. There was a demonstration in Manhattan of about several thousand people protesting the situation in Yugoslavia, and many of them holding up their targets. And the news media was commenting that, well, these were ethnic Serbians here living in New York, and just kind of pawned it off. But if you looked very carefully at the crowd, there were black people there, there were Oriental people there. I don't think they were Serbians, but the news media is just not saying anything about it. I didn't see anything about the demonstration on the national news.
No, you know that there's been major demonstrations in all the major cities all across the country, and it's not being covered at all, and it's not just the Serbs. It's everyday, ordinary Americans. In fact, the only demonstration that I saw at all on any major network, and that was CNN, was when Vice President Gore went to California. They couldn't keep from showing the people along the road holding up signs saying, get out of Yugoslavia, and there were just thousands and thousands of them.
Well, I wanted to tell you, I got my targets flying, and I wanted to ask if it might be possible that you might put something on the website, a common target that we can print up, that not only includes the target, but also might mention HOTT or something to that effect so we can recognize each other.
Yeah, there are all kinds of things on the website. In fact, the background of the home page is targets.
Well, I've seen that, but I was wondering about specifically a target page that we could print out and people, other listeners, might be able to recognize. Because if I have a target on my car or a target on my front door, and most of the people just look at it, and even if they recognize it for what it is from what they saw in the news, they may not recognize, hey, that's another hour of the Time Listener. We need to be able to communicate. We need to be able to recognize each other, even if it's just to wave as we pass each other in traffic.
Well, I'll see what I can come up with.
Thank you, Bill. I'm going to get off, let somebody else get in there. I just wanted to thank you for everything you're doing. We love you. God bless.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
And thank you for calling. 520-333-4578. Good evening. You're on the air.
Hi, Bill. It's Louise in Chicago again.
Hi, Louise.
I think I have an answer for you on why do people believe lies and everything.
Uh-huh.
One simple word. Cowardice.
Well, but you're saying they believe it. Cowardice means they wouldn't believe it, but they would just go along with it rather than...
Absolutely.
Okay, I understand what you're saying. Yeah, I think
you
a lot of...
We just heard about confusion.
Uh-huh.
How many people are confused who don't know whether the income tax is lawful or not, but they're not confused when they send that payment off? They do it.
Yeah, they do it.
And
yeah.
When they hear...
Well, if they've ever been to my webpage and read the law, and it's all there, I laid it out so that even the dumbest of the dumb can figure it out, and they're still paying income tax, it is because of cowardice, and
well,
for no other reason.
And that's just the beginning. That's just part of it. The rest of it is, the founders said, and it's not because they said it, but because it's true, self-evident truth, it's an axiom,
mm-hmm.
that we were endowed by our Creator with certain unalienable rights. That doesn't take a laboratory to figure out. It's part of our nature. And I believe, and it just makes common sense, if you look throughout nature, that wherever there is such an endowment, an instinct, there is also a mechanism that very profoundly will warn the creature when those endowments are in danger or jeopardy. That is how I got into the Patriot Movement. I'm certain it's how you did, too.
Mm-hmm.
Something just didn't feel right. And when you found out what it was, you probably put the roof.
Yeah, that's true.
That's what I did.
Yep.
And the next step is to look in the mirror and say, you know what? That person is why this country is falling apart.
Yeah.
It hurts.
It does, but it's the truth.
Absolutely. Yeah. And the truth scares people.
Yeah.
It scares them because they're cowards.
Well, you're right. You're right on the money. And
I have a feeling, and I'm very sorry to say this, because it pains me a lot. But, Bill, I have a feeling that when you expose, and you already have exposed, and you expose every little detail, you're going to have the sheeple, they're going to look and say, oh, way they are. Because they're cowards. Because they don't want to do what's right. That's why an entire group, which can be dehumanized to the point of being called the masses by their oppressors, who are socialists, who seek to oppress them from the beginning, can be pushed around by that tiny group.
Yeah.
And so it doesn't much matter what secret societies they're members of. That's only important as for studying the mechanics of the of a part of the functionary, the decision-making part of the enemy. The main part is not those who commit the atrocities, but those who consent. We have government by consent. That's the way it's always been anywhere with human beings, anyplace.
Yeah, they consent by silence.
Right, and
that's why I've always hated the silent majority. I can't stand it. But I know some people who are proud. They say, I'm a part of the silent majority. I'm really proud of it. And I look at them and I say, you're a fool.
No one wants to know about them. Because they're proud of it.
You're silent
the
because
ones
you
have... history. They won't be the ones who rescue.
They're silent because they have no guts. No guts.
And in silence, they're just as silent as a pile of excrement in some cesspool somewhere. And they're about as useful. Except to those who would manipulate them.
I'm starting to like you an awful lot.
And, you know, that's what it is.
Well, we're...
You know the truth is there.
Yeah.
They don't want to see it. Maybe that character that used a bunch of obscenities at you because you told him a few things.
Mm-hmm.
I wanted to call in then, but I didn't quite get able to get called in. And I was going to tell you that, you know what I was observing? I just saw you, I heard him lash out at you because you pulled his little rose-colored glasses off. And he didn't like what he saw, and it reminded him of what a big, fat coward he was. And he blamed you for calling him a coward in so many words, even though that's exactly what he was, and even though there's millions more like them in this country. And this country is no longer the land of the free because it's no longer the home of the brave.
Boy, you got that right. I couldn't have said that any better. In fact, probably wouldn't have, but you said it wonderfully. Listen.
What we need to do is learn how to withdraw our consent. It is our duty. It's more than our right. It's our duty.
Yes, and we're out of time.
Okay.
Hate to tell you that, but it's true.
Okay. Well, God bless you, Bill.
God bless you, too.
Keep it up.
And thank you for calling in. Thank you for being the last caller, because now everybody's going to go to bed tonight having to think about all the truths that you just put into their ears. They're going to have to confront some of that cowardice. And that's exactly what it is. I mean, I've had people admit it to me. You know, some real nice people that I really like, as a matter of fact, have just flat told me, you know, I know you're right, and I know someday they're going to come to get you, Bill, but you know, I just haven't got the guts to pick up a gun and come and help you when they do. And then I've heard other people say that they'll be here lickety-split, and I'll believe that when I see it. Because I know most of them won't be anywhere near here. They'll be slinking off somewhere so that they can say that they weren't around and didn't know about it. Well, folks, that's the end of tonight's broadcast. I want to thank all of you who contributed, and I want to thank all of you who called in and made fools out of yourself and exposed yourselves for what you are. I love it when you do that. Of course, you probably don't think that's what you did, but that's exactly what you did. Good night, folks, and God bless each and every single one of you.
Doomed to repeat. If you need to stop the bedroom door.